Today's program is brought to you by Heritage Foods USA, the nation's largest distributor of heritage breed pigs and turkeys. For more information, visit heritagefoodsusa.com.
This is Mike Edison, host of Art Senses of Seizures.
You're listening to the Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, please visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Wait a second. That guy is the host of what again? What?
Seizures.
I'm sorry, JPJ, can we just play that one more time, please?
This is Mike Edison, host of
Art Senses of Seizures. You're listening to the Heritage Radio.
He's the host of what?
This
is Mike Edison, host of Art Senses of Seizures.
Yeah. Now, I have a really great true story that I could tell. But I won't.
Oh, tell it. Just tell
right.
it.
Don't be a tease. If we're talking about arts and seizures, breaking news, true story time.
True stories only on Roberta's radio.
True stories. Most of the time, I'd say
the vast majority.
As long as Dr. Michael Zoman is here, we're probably telling true stories.
Yeah.
But
so what happens when I'm not here?
Right. Really quick, going around the horn, we got Dr. Michael Zoman, internet savant.
Present.
We have Benjamin Harrison, current lead snake manager.
Hello.
And we have yours truly, Chef Eric. Eric.
Big Red.
Big Red. They used to call me that back in college.
Big Rig.
They called me Red.
Fat Rig.
Chris, my oldest friend. Now, Dr. Michael Zoman knows my friend Chris.
Oh, I met this guy. He's great.
He's great. My oldest friend in the world, and he still calls me Red from that time we spent in college, but I play in a band. A lot of people don't know this, and a lot of people think I work, and I do the radio, and that's it, but that's not
it. I've also seen you eat and sleep.
Yeah, eat and sleep.
I don't know if I've ever seen you eat.
Oh, you've seen me eat.
Really?
Remember that first 4th of July party?
Oh, yeah. You sucked all those raw hot dogs down your gullet.
You spit them back up.
Well, yeah, some of them, not all of them.
First you shuck them.
Because I invoiced
them for the
ones that
you crack
the
shell on them.
Yeah.
And then you take the insides. But we're going to get to all
that.
We'll get to that.
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
True story, though. I play in a band. We made a video, right? Bands make videos. That's what they do.
Music video.
A video with music accompanying it. Images on a screen with music behind it. And it involved a strobe light, right? It was a strobe?
Yeah.
I couldn't answer that question.
It was a strobe.
And, it was a strobe light. It was a couple of really bright white LED lights also.
That's the JPJ. That is not the sound the crowd makes when my band plays.
No.
It's mostly, do you have a cricket bed?
Puking guy. Would work for this
puking
also.
Puking guy and cricket bed would be great.
Oh, I don't know if a tumbleweed makes a sound, but...
One thing that was heard once when your band was playing was... That old guy needs to cut his hair.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know, and certainly the Department of Health doesn't know how long my hair is because I wear it so eloquently under my cap in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But it's pretty long. There's a freak flag there, and it's flying tonight.
If anyone's ever played Fatal Fury, he looks like one of the main guys from that classic SNK fighting game.
That's kind of what I base my look on.
Yeah.
And we made this video, my band, and it has these flashing lights, very rapidly flashing lights. And
a lot of quick cuts, fast cuts, smash cuts, extreme cuts.
Yeah. Tonight, extreme cuts.
Racking the telephoto lens, just zooming in real fast.
Yeah, so I showed it to my old man. Maybe you're listening, John Henry Shortfinger Jr. Perhaps you're listening tonight. He's in a situation now. I had a stroke, and he's like, hey, I want to see the video because we were hanging out, and it was St. Paddy's Day. And I showed him the video, and he actually had a seizure. True story.
Woof.
He actually had a seizure. So I knew that right then and there we had to put a disclaimer on the video because if you suffer from seizures or have ever seen someone have one around you, it's pretty wild stuff. So now that we can step out of the true story corner tonight and we can step into our very elegant clothes for tonight's show.
Yeah. I have a 7-piece suit on.
There's so many pieces. I didn't know you could put a piece there.
Well, zippers on the knees, so I can zip it in the shorts. Sure. So that's four pieces.
I think the cod piece is at least three pieces by itself.
JPJ, you and I were out in the hall. We're actually, and for those of you that don't have the viewing mechanism at home, bring it down, JPJ, real quick.
Yeah, if we could, like,
if we could.
There we go.
Man, it's a lot louder.
Somebody needs a WD-40. Yeah, we've been talking about that in pre-pro. We need to actually get on that.
I'll talk
another
to
one
the
of those
night,
funding issues.
Yeah. I'll talk to the night porter.
I only have WD-39, so
that's not going to work here, pal.
Nothing but the best.
That's 1D short.
Yeah.
We are out in the ante room of my third home in the colony of Malibu. We're going to step in later and have a fireside chat. But first, I think we're going to sit down for tonight's topic, and that is food.
Cuisine.
HeritageRadioNetwork.punk.
We're going to blast your flavor receptors in a really classy way.
You must be receptive to the what we're going to blast at your receptors tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's clean out the olfactory. Let's dust off the broom. Let's take a trip, huh?
Down memory lane. We'll get to that later.
Let's go down the gullet.
Down flavor lane. Back through
flavor
time.
Lane. Back through time. Down flavor lane. So now we're talking about food. We have a four-piece combo in the ante room of my third home in the colony of Malibu.
I'm wearing a three-piece suit for this meal, but it's made out of gym short material, so it's very breathable.
It's very nice.
It's very breezy.
As well.
Thank you. The colony of Malibu is famously hot, so you really got to get a good breeze going through.
It's fameless out there, too. I'm thinking about selling, to be honest.
Really?
But,
it's too bad. It's a really nice home you got.
I think I'm going to enjoy tonight. I was talking about food tonight. Something we've touched on, I think.
Sounds like, yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a nice crudité, right?
I made nice. It's pretty crunchy.
I made that actually. Earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Are there sea almonds in this? Is that where the crunch
there,
is coming
there
from?
There is. Now here's what happened. I got a wild hair up my ass last night after watching a couple episodes of Cheers.
And I sat down on a wild chair.
Yeah, it was a wild chair. I got a wild hair up my ass, wild chair. And I said, you know what? The episode was Sam and Diane go to Cape Cod. And I love it.
Sam and Diane?
From the show Cheers that used to run on television.
Is it a fish or is it a person's nickname?
It's a person's nickname.
Sam and Diane.
Sam and Diane. And I said, I'm going to get in the helicopter. And I'm going to call my two best friends in the world. I'm going to come pick them up. And we're going to go out to my third home in Malibu. I'm calling in sick tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some nice crudité. We're going to sit down. We're going to relax. We're going to have a fireside chat. We just want to talk about food, the finer things in life. You know the cool thing about food? You got to put it in your mouth. That's the only way you can enjoy it.
That's step one.
Couldn't agree more.
That's kind of where it all begins.
You can smell it, I guess, is like step...
That's step A. Yeah, that's like
and
step
the preface to eating.
That's step 0.A.
Right. How do we put that in the outline of tonight's show?
How do we Excel screen cap that?
And then
Dr. Zoman, you're really going to town on those sea almonds, huh? I'm just hearing a lot of heavy breathing.
They're really good.
I
collected them at the sea yesterday myself.
Don't. Yeah. Okay, so I noticed I'm hearing a lot of splish, splish, splash. Don't eat too many of those in that table jacuzzi because you're going to get cramps.
Well, let's stir them up here with some spaghetti.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those are East Coast
butter,
sea almonds.
Some garlic.
Those are East Coast
sea
almonds.
Ketchup.
We put them in the West Coast water.
Yeah.
And then we blanched them and shocked them.
Yeah.
And then we dried them.
Do a little ice bath.
And then
beforehand.
We dehydrated them. And now they're really nice.
Now they're really crunchy. They're really definitely nice. Crunchy.
Is that the black
Dr.
wine
Zellman,
plate
save,
over
save
there?
Some save some for the rest of us though. I mean we've been talking a lot over here. You've been a little quiet so far. Really going to town on those sea almond spaghetti crudités.
I'm sorry, these sea almonds are so good.
I'm gonna step over here and get the black lime dish.
Okay. All right.
So I'll be back in a second. Maybe you guys just talk amongst yourselves.
So for those of you without the benefit of the viewing mechanism at home, first course number one. Sorry. Getting ahead of myself. Course 0.A was some sea almonds in a sea almond crudité in a spaghetti nest with a ketchup aioli and some fennel fronds, just like as like a little garnish on top. They look really great.
I pickled some fennel, but it didn't turn out very well, so I just
we just used
aside.
The fronds. The fronds work though. It's a nice little contrast. The ketchup aioli is a nice neon red, and then the fennel fronds are a cool brown green against that. And then you get the black hard shell of the sea almond to give it some texture in there. Dr. Michael Zoman still eating all of them. I actually have only had two, and they're very, very, very small. They're about the size of my pinky nail because during the I'm not a chef, so I don't know, but during the dehydration process, they lose a lot of volume.
Guys, I hate to interrupt.
I would like to eat some of those.
You've got to come down here. Come down here to the black lime plate. It's really nice.
Okay, so we're going to physically relocate to the area that the black lime plate is in. Because
yes. Come
we're
on.
In,
let's slide down here. Let's take the microphones and everything
we're
with
gonna
us.
We're going to have to move our
JPJ,
setup down.
JPJ, move the mobile
this
unit
is,
down the line a
little bit.
This
is a movable feast, as it were.
Oh, I couldn't agree more with you. Later, we'll step into my library. Black lime plate is really nice.
What are we looking at with the black lime plate
it's
here?
It's just some old limes sitting here.
Okay, so you
been there for a while.
You left these in the sun.
I did. Actually, last year, I buried them in the sand.
Okay.
Oh, wait, there's a sea turtle in that one. Careful, guys.
So I guess the problem that I'm having with this dish, not that I'm not open. I mean, I really am open to all kinds of new flavor experiences, but... So the sea turtle kind of makes it hard to... The black lime and then
no,
the tortoise
you don't
eggs,
eat
turtle
the,
eggs.
Don't eat the sea turtle.
Because I'm
just
pretty sure that's like
lime.
A federal offense. They're endangered.
Don't. Well, this is a private residence. And I like to think that in this great country, I can do...
You can do what you want.
Almost anything I'd like to do behind closed doors.
I don't know if you guys at home... For those of you without the viewing mechanism, it's going to be hard for you to distinguish the
this
noises of...
This is a show
of,
they can't enjoy. Sorry.
It's going to be hard. There's a visual component to everything you eat. You know, what I always say is that you eat with your eyes first. And so those of you without the benefit of eyes, of the viewing mechanism, are going to be hard to... You're going to have a hard time telling the difference between Dr. Zoman's slurping of the spaghetti nest sounds and then the sounds of the mother sea tortoise nursing and giving birth to her multiple brood.
Right. See, you know, if we're going to outline this show, Benjamin, and we talked about this before, what is a number higher than 0.8? 0.8.
I mean, is this the first course? I don't know. You're hosting this.
But you're talking about coming in here. You're talking about looking at the food and seeing it
that way. I feel
like
this is more of a sort of like side. This is like 0.8. Okay, so 0.8 has
this
a footnote.
Oh, the imaginary number I.
Okay, that's good, because you can slide it anywhere. Dr. Zoman, are you okay?
He's he needs a beverage.
Do you have a tongue brush for all these sea almond shells that are stuck to my tongue? Yeah.
I don't think that we're at that part of the meal yet, are we?
No.
I don't know.
Sea almonds.
Yeah, just...
Can you get one of your servants?
Here, let me grab a 24-ounce of Pacifico Clara for you.
Is that better?
That's good, right? Let's step over to third course.
Much better.
For those of you at home, there's a really cool. So since we've gone really sort of gonzo on the coursing here, we've just kind of done ourselves a favor and just given ourselves a really good versatile sort of like global pairing for this meal.
Sure, sure.
And that's going to be just a series of 24-ounce Pacifico Claras.
Pacifico.
Yeah, Pacifico Claras.
Con lim.
So we've kind of just got those on like a sort
con limon.
Of drip.
Con lim.
Con lima. Con limo verde.
So let's step over to courses three through five.
They're on a drip feed throughout the whole kind of course.
Three
of this
through
meal.
Five is the bagel course.
No, bagel course is six, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, I prepared the bagel course.
Course three through five is cool ranch, nacho cheesier, and regular traditional Doritos with ranch.
Actually,
you guys are going to really get excited for the nacho course when that happens.
At the last second, I replaced the regular Doritos with fully loaded baked potato Doritos.
Whoa! Can't wait to get down there.
And ranch.
Course six,
and
bagel ranch. Course.
That's the bagel course. I'm sorry.
Did I not order tofu cream cheese?
It's the cinnamon raisin bagel with the lox spread.
And olives,
the Kalamata too. Olives.
Olive rings.
And a slice of American cheese melted on top.
Ooh. Course seven, palate cleanser, arbequina olives. Yum.
Course eight, microwave scrambled eggs.
Ooh, yum.
We've got a
course
pretty decadent
nine,
feast.
Jimmy Dean sausages. Yum.
Course 10, a sweet potato.
Course 11, snake eggs, hard boiled.
I provided those.
And deviled. Yeah. They are devilishly delicious.
There's a live one in there.
Watch out, there's always going to be a couple live ones. You guys should know that by now. If you have the 3D goggles on at home, you should be careful.
Oh, actually, you know what?
May I read a quote very quickly?
Absolutely.
Let's read a quote.
We've got this coming in on the Twitter feed from Twitter user.
Let's wash it all down with a little Pacifico Clara.
Coming in on the radio Twitter feed from Twitter user @MikeZorman. Oh. If this is how the devil makes his eggs, send me straight to hell.
I couldn't agree more. Benjamin is a master in the kitchen.
I dabble, you know, I'm not a chef by trade.
Is this gherkin? Is this paprika?
Yeah, what is going on?
It's a paprika gherkin.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. Yeah, we just take the snake eggs and then we boil them and then cut them in half and then we do a Ronson flavor injector.
Ooh, there's another live one.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. Let's keep them away from the sea turtle though. I'm afraid they might not get along. Or the snake mothers will confuse the turtle eggs for their own. Or actually, they could easily confuse the devil eggs. So try to keep them off of your shoulders.
Hold on. I'm going to call my high-powered Hollywood friends, and we're going to get something straight to Sci-Fi Network. A snake mother raises sea turtles as her own.
And then teach your sea turtles not to walk my way. There's so much
hilarity ensues.
There's so much to be unpacked.
Straight on Sci-Fi Network. Such a good idea. Snake mother. Snake mother. Yes.
We need to put that. That's why these kind of meals are nice because you really just get a lot of food. I mean, food for thought.
Let's get back. We're gonna talk about course 12. Good thing we aren't on my private plane.
One of my friends wrote a song for snakes on the plane. He did it with another dude, but they made $14,000.
Guys, let's step in.
Wait, he wrote the song on the plane?
No, he just wrote some song that they used in some scene.
But he wasn't on a plane when he wrote the song.
Guys,
I think he was in Burbank, actually.
That's kind of cool.
Let's step into this alcove. I want to tell you
guys
the true story.
Here's a tip for the deviled snake eggs, though. Soak the whites in some old used pickle juice. So they taste like fingers and pickles mixed together.
Nice.
You want to get some skin cells. That's kind of the secret.
It's a good idea to take the pickles to a picnic or two.
Yeah.
Leave them open for a while.
There might be an ant.
Natural yeast develops inside the pickle brine.
It's called alien plankton. And it gets into everything.
It's an alien plankton.
Right. Something that should not be taken lightly. We're having a wonderful meal.
It's an alien plankton.
Let's just step aside, and I want to step into my alcove.
Are we going to go to the mid-course alcove?
I want to tell you guys a true story real quick.
Okay, can you start the fireplace in here, please? I'm cold.
Not yet. We're almost there. We're almost through our courses.
Okay. The alcove doesn't have its own fireplace.
The alcove, unfortunately, I'm having one installed now.
The alcove actually used to be a fireplace. We're just climbing inside of it.
I'm also thinking about selling. But here...
Ooh.
Come on. Dude. No, just hold on. I know. We'll talk later.
We don't want to taint the experience. We'll have a couple cognacs.
We'll wash it all down. We'll talk about business. But I used to know somebody who had a bootleg copy of Snakes on a Plane that was owned by Anton Newcomb from the Brian Jonestown Massacre.
Wow. That's worth some money right there.
Isn't it? eBay dollars. Did he sign it or leave skin flakes on it?
It actually had his initials on the back of the plastic
because he, I guess, wanted
he
to
didn't want
sure
his roommates running off with it. Yeah, when they moved out.
So then I ended up watching it. It was pretty good.
Pretty psychedelic, I imagine.
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. I don't know what he did to it, but it was pretty good. All right, let's get back to course number 12. And this is braised tempeh.
Okay.
It's really dry.
Yeah, it's pretty dry, though.
It's dry.
There's a lot. I mean, I like how crumbly it looks.
I braised it how I was braised.
Right? You know, you got to think about how you're being braised going.
Where you're coming from, your roots, and all that jazz.
That's great. And let's move over to course 13. We have some raw yucca.
Mm. Okay.
Delicious.
Let's
yucca.
I want to introduce the nacho course in here. I'm pretty proud of this. It's a classic variant.
This is a family recipe, right?
Yeah. It's kind of a tweak on a classic sort of pulled pork nacho situation. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that style. Classic sort of sweet and savory situation. I've kind of cut out. So pulled pork. What I've done here is cut out the middle, man. Well, what you've got here is a bed of delicious nachos with an entire pork loin resting not gently, smashed on top of it. So that way, you don't get other people in your pork. What are they doing pulling that pork anyway?
He doesn't need child laborers pulling the pork.
No, I don't want anybody.
Pull
it's
your,
unseemly.
Pull your own damn pork.
I'll pull my own pork, thank you very much. So
I'm a Midwestern boy. I would prefer pulling my own pork.
The industry is rotten with child labor.
Yeah, the pork industry is it's garbage.
Talking about
they're
food
not compensated.
Tonight. HeritageRadio.punk presents Roberta's Radio talking about food. We have one more course, and it is dessert.
Yum.
Yeah, dessert is actually the most dessert of all things. Nothing. There is no dessert.
Oh.
Lift up the cover. There's no dessert under there. Okay. Men of our age, we shouldn't be eating dessert. That's a child's game to eat.
I was
dessert.
Hoping it would be that from Temple of Doom, the chilled monkey brain.
Oh, yeah.
I messed that up earlier. I didn't want to talk about it. That's waste.
You
it
chilled them too the fast, waste. Huh? They got all
huh?
floppy, sloppy. They fall apart.
You can't send that.
I put them in my blast chiller, right. And they got too cold too fast. That's what I'm thinking about selling, you know?
Well, I didn't know the blast chiller was.
Let's change into something more comfortable, and we can step into the library.
Like a one piece suit,
and sit by
I'm
the fireplace.
I'm gonna change out of my three piece gym mesh suit.
I'm gonna just stoke the fire a little bit.
One piece suit.
Let's take a break and come back after we change in my cabana.
It's called a jumpsuit.
Hello out there, it's Steve Jenkins, I'm with Fairway Markets. White Leghorn, Red Wattle, Bourbon Red, Navajo Churro. Well, these aren't names you're likely to hear at a Fairway butcher counter or any other counter today, but before the rise of factory farming, you would have. And at Heritage Foods USA, you still do. Heritage Foods USA exists to promote genetic diversity, small family farms, and a fully traceable food supply. You see, we believe the best way to help a family farmer is to buy from them. And Heritage Foods is honored to represent a network of family farmers and artisanal producers whose work presents an immeasurable gift to our food system and to biodiversity. The meat we celebrate, whether it's heritage turkey, Japanese steaks, Berkshire pork, or Navajo churro lamb chops, is the righteous kind from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. It's a simple fact. Animals raised according to this philosophy taste better. And as we like to say, you have to eat them to save them. Visit us at heritagefoodsusa.com for more information.
Been stoking this fire for about 5 minutes now. I've changed into some boating shorts.
Yeah.
And a nice polo shirt.
I put on a half-piece suit. One half of the jumpsuit.
Yeah, it's one half.
The left half.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's the right half, but I always get confused. Right.
I'm wearing a classic dark velour smoking codpiece right now. And that's
smoking
it.
Smoking codpiece.
Gives me a lot of freedom of motion. Yeah, not that I'm going to be moving that much.
Right, we're just sitting down in my library. We're having a movable feast tonight. We're going to move it all around my third home in Malibu. It's a colony out here. I want to talk about this, raise awareness for it. It's a colony.
It's pretty relaxed out here.
Ooh, man, you know, let's fire up some stogs. Let's sip on a little cognac. Let's play a game.
Yeah, let's talk about
let's talk about something.
Let's talk about anything.
Let's
actually.
Talk about something. Dr. Michael Zoman.
Dr. Zoman,
you like?
do you have some food suggestions for us?
Do you have something you'd like to talk about?
Would you eat it?
Oh, I love this game already.
Yeah, let's
you know,
coolicles. Pickles brined in Kool-Aid.
Yes, 100% I would. Well, are they fun colors though?
Yes, they are.
Okay, good, yes.
Why didn't I think of that?
There you go. We would eat it.
Yeah. Eric, Scrapple, would you eat it?
Oh, Scrapple's good.
What is it? I didn't even know.
It's a bunch of pieces thrown together.
Meat byproducts.
It's an English dish. Scrapple. No,
I thought it was a Midwestern thing.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
It's a Pittsburgh.
It's from
dish.
England. It's a from bunch of stuff.
They eat it in England via Pittsburgh.
Via Pittsburgh, yeah. England. Ever heard of it? Where do you think
Pennsylvania?
They get
the name from?
It's like a hash, fried like a burger.
I think it's like a hash.
No, you put it on toast. I'll eat that.
Sure,
Scrapple.
I know you didn't ask, but I'll eat that.
JPJ. Chitterlings.
What is it?
Chitterlings.
Oh, chitterlings. No.
No. Chitterlings.
No.
Pig intestines.
Chitterlings.
No.
No. Okay.
All right.
Ben, ambrosia salad.
Oh, man.
Jello, sounds... whipped cream, marshmallow, fluff, like fluff or nutter.
Absolutely. Ambrosia, it's like the most delicate, airy,
the most decadent.
Heavenly.
Yeah.
It's like the number one song in heaven of gelatinous food.
Real quick, Benjamin, are you going to finish that ambrosia salad? Because I'd love to have it.
I am. I'm just taking a little break. I'm talking right now. I don't want to get ambrosia salad
Eric,
on the microphone.
Maybe you'd like to put a little red-eye gravy on that ambrosia salad.
Oh, red-eye gravy is great. Now, when I was in... one of the Carolinas. I couldn't remember. East or West Carolina? West Carolina. I was in West Carolina. And I had some of this red-eye gravy. And there are these little red eyeballs in it. And I asked...
Is that what it is?
It's pan drippings, pig eyeballs, shrunk down with a laser.
Oh, they're cooked in like
coffee and coke.
You render the white.
So really
of the
like
eye.
Old style antebellum.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
So nice.
Super old school. I like that, yeah.
It's not nice that there are Confederate flags everywhere, but I'm not from West Carolina, so who are you to say?
Who is he to say?
Jinx.
I would eat it.
JPJ, would you eat a peep?
Never.
Good call.
What if you microwaved it first and it exploded into like a really fun puddle of black? And,
oh, well, yeah, of course.
You eat blackened peeps. Black. I'm sorry, that's like...
That's a Southern style, right? Throw it in the microwave and
it's an
let
old,
it explode?
Old, old. Yeah. It's not even... It's before... It's. I think it's an oral tradition more than a recipe.
Yeah,
you just zap it.
Here's a tip.
Take a peep, nuke it.
Black-eyed peeps.
Get some black licorice. Bind the peep with the black licorice and microwave it anyway.
That's the dark peep recipe.
That's right.
That's a controvert... Yeah, that's that one's... I don't know about that one. I'm not sure if that one's
the black licorice
friendly.
Gets stretched into a latex-like shell around the peep.
And it could take over your soul.
Yeah, it's a classic dark BDS.
If you microwave it for 2 minutes, it looks the same as if you microwave it for 2 hours.
For those under the age of 24, please ask your parents if it's okay.
Just get a quick permission slip.
Dark peep recipe.
Yeah. Those are forbidden recipes.
Ben, would you eat Cincinnati chili?
Abso.
Oh, five way? I get that five way?
Absolutely. No. 100% real talk. Just completely sincere. I will never. Yeah, why would that?
It's so
why
gross.
Would you put you chili on a friggin' bowl of spaghetti?
Spaghetti, chili, on raw onions, and
like
cheese.
Like, bolognese already exists.
Wait, that's a thing?
Spaghetti already exists.
Skyline chili.
Skyline chili.
Hey, Skyline chili, if you're listening out there, you call the station right
Stop
now.
Stop it. Call in. You won't. You won't call in and have me shame you
JPJ,
for existing.
Let me tell you a story.
Make me some spaghetti. Put some Parmesan cheese on it.
Tell them the story.
The first time I saw Skyline Chili, this is on this article they say Cincinnati Chili. I think it was invented in Cincinnati. But there's Skylines all through.
Skyline's the chain.
Michigan, Ohio, I'm sure in Indiana a little bit.
Yuck. We had one. We had like a ripoff in Chicago.
I play a show in Detroit. I go to a Skyline afterwards. I'm eating like an omelet or something. Eggs, egg breakfast.
Time is it?
1 a.m. Something like that.
Good.
These people.
Breakfast time.
This is like a middle-aged couple sitting next to us. They get their meal served to them. The woman's got a plate of Skyline chili, the spaghetti, the meat chili,
five way,
raw onions, melted cheese. The man orders a platter with two hot dogs in buns and a French fries for dinner at a restaurant.
Wait, at 1 a.m.?
Like an adult.
That was the craziest thing.
Did he eat the hot dogs with a fork and knife?
No, he did not.
Can I correct? Okay, so while we're on the topic.
She might not have even eaten the Skyline chili with a fork and knife.
If you guys ever like are in a situation, those at home, if you're ever in a potential Skyline chili situation, do yourself a favor. Here's a cool escape trick from that. Take the chili, get the chili without the noodles, buy a bag of free Fritos.
Oh,
put the chili in
pour
the Fritos.
It in the bag.
And then eat it out of there and then get the cheese on the side. Yeah, and that way you won't have to.
Frito pie.
That way you won't have to embarrass yourself by eating a plate of classic noodle chili, fake spaghetti chili.
All right, Eric.
Yes.
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Testicles. Would you eat testicles?
It got a little bit like twangy in here just now.
My DJ messed it up. I feel like we should be in my 78 Oldsmobile cruising around town. Let's go back to the library. Where are we? A movable feast in the library. Would I eat it? Tell me what it is.
Rocky Mountain oysters, testicles.
I would never eat that.
I would.
You would?
I have. They're not bad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JPJ, would you eat the KFC Double Down?
Yes.
I have.
Oh, Lord.
This is a bacon and cheese sandwich with chicken instead of bread.
We know.
That's crazy.
Know
I bought it once so I could say that I ate it.
Yeah, I would eat it once.
Yeah, you got to. I'm still sitting on a couple. I don't think they make them anymore.
Those are going to be worth something.
I know. I got a Crystal Pepsi we could wash it down
with.
Dude,
don't do it. That's a pairing that, Mamma Mia, because that's across the ages. That's like across the timeline.
That is across through the quantum. What
those
is
are
it? The,
quantum
the,
break.
The quantum. It's quantum, a quantum break. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Quantum leap.
Quantum leap.
Quantum
Thank
leap
you, quantum
with
leap.
Scott Bakula.
Yeah.
That'll be on later in the viewing room. I have some old 78s of Quantum Leap.
You have some Blu-ray 8 tracks of Quantum Leap that we can throw on serial style.
Yeah, we're going to watch those later.
Dr. Zellman, what else you got?
That's it.
That's it?
That's great. I'd love that game.
Well, we learned a lot.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, right? We didn't. Yeah.
We learned a lot about each other.
You're right, JPJ.
JPJ.
We didn't learn anything.
Can you pull up a video for me?
Sure. What do you want?
It's called L.A. Monster Drinks Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, this is a classic of the genre.
If you live at home still and you don't know about the L.A. Monster, you should probably move out.
Yeah.
So we're going to want to start it around the 1 minute and 50 second mark. Let's say 1:30.
I love this combo I hired tonight. They're really good.
For those of you that don't know about Crystal Pepsi, Crystal Pepsi was a huge success that everyone loved that was only undermined by the introduction of Crystal Tab, which was a suicide.
I'm sorry. It says enjoying a 20-year-old Crystal Pepsi is the search I used. Yeah, there you go. 1 minute and 30 seconds
LA
in.
LA Beast.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. LA Beast. LA Monster. I mean, once you hear this video,
if you've seen it, you know it. Crystal Pepsi made me the person I am today.
Let's take a listen.
He's opened the bottle.
So he's opening the bottle, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Smells good.
Kind of smells like an old man's nutsack. An old man's nutsack. I don't know what that smells like.
And so it smells good.
So...
How can he know what something smells like if he's never smelled it?
It looks like piss, by the way.
He's chugging it. Yeah, it lost its clarity.
it's no longer
muddy.
Crystal.
It's a little muddy now.
He's thinking about it.
Cheers. If somebody from Pepsi's listening, let's bring back the Crystal Pepsi.
And they
agreed.
Did. And they actually, this just in, breaking news. Breaking news.
Oh, you gotta keep playing it, man.
Oh, the blues
band. What happens
band
next?
Is here
we
now.
Haven't even gotten to the good part.
He's really chugging it now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's refreshing.
Shit, that was fucking awesome, dude.
Sorry.
Oh, whoa. Children under the age of 24,
sorry,
if you're listening.
He likes the taste of it, though.
Slogan is, I've never seen it taste like this. You're goddamn right.
Wow.
He loves profanity, but I agree with the sentiment.
That was amazing. I don't think I have words to describe it.
I love this. Love this cool guy who's here.
Amazing.
Okay, wait. No, we're not quite done yet, JPJ.
This is a long
video.
There's
more
video.
To come, yeah.
Sit there in your stomach like that?
You have the viewing mechanism at home.
So
yes. The L.A. Beast doesn't... I'm sorry, the L.A. Monster doesn't feel so good.
Is it Beast or Monster?
Monster.
L.A. Beast.
It's Beast.
The L.A. Monster, for those of you without the viewing mechanism, is having a hard time with this.
He doesn't feel
right
so
now.
Good.
Oh, why did I do
Why did you do that, L.A. Monster?
L.A. Monster, if you're listening out there and you have access to a telephone, call us.
Please call us and tell us why you did that.
I hear a reversal of fortune.
Oh, all right. That's a turnaround.
Let's go to some breaking news. This just in, they're bringing back Crystal Pepsi.
Thanks to the LA Monsters. Crystal Pepsi has gone back into production.
Just so you don't end up like him, they're bringing it back. Drink the fresh. You don't want to eat anything too old. You don't want to drink anything too old.
What about a 1,000-year-old egg?
Now, those are good. Have you ever had one? This just in.
So
1,000-year-old eggs are good.
Egg and Pepsi are in two totally different food groups.
This just in. Two different food groups exist.
One of them doesn't.
This just in. Watching the LA Monster video has made me hungry. Let's each order ourselves a pizza.
This just
in. That actually is a really good idea.
This just in. PapaJohns.com is a real website.
This just in. We have entered into a sponsorship partnership with Papa John's Pizza. Tweet at Heritage Radio Network. I am a load toad to receive a coupon for one free pizza.
This just in. Load toads are in.
Ben Harrison, would you like to place an order?
Yeah, I think we should get three pizzas. I think we should get three pizzas. I think we should get a pizza each.
This just in. The Bronx Bomber deal is three medium one topping pizzas for $21.99.
We need unlimited toppings.
Yeah, we need unlimited toppings.
Well, we can pay for that.
This is called Pizza of Our Dreams segment. Ben, this go. One, pizza of your dreams.
I'm going to start with a smoked eggplant sauce substitute for the tomato sauce. It's going to be a black sauce. Man. I'm going to do it dark style. I'm going to do it pizza dark
with
style.
With the licorice?
Dark pizza.
With the licorice?
We're going to do
burnt eggplant puree.
Burnt eggplant puree on the base. We're going to do cheese rind for the... We're going to do the kind of cheese that you get that it's red on the outside.
Oh, the Gouda.
Part.
You want a nice waxy Gouda.
So we're going to do that for the cheese because you get a nice contrast between the red and the black.
Like the Blue Oyster Cult album.
If you guys, those deviled snake eggs, I'm going to kind of continue the theme here. And I am also going to put some deviled snake eggs on there. The crust is going to be a black licorice crust with sesame seeds, just for like a nice color accent. So we're going to do a black licorice crust with sesame seeds. We got the red Gouda waxy Gouda on the black puree. We're going to throw some deviled snake eggs in there too. We'll do pickled red onions just to make it pop. Also, they're like a nice pink color on the base of that. And then I'm just going to rip up a bunch of $5 bills and sort of do a fresh garnish on the end of that for the green. You got to get some greens on there.
Ka-ching!
But it's decadent. It's a decadent pie. It's rich.
How much? $20?
It's like 25. 20.
How much?
Actually, I need $27 in fives. That's actually what I want to make this right.
$27 in fives. I got that.
Thank you.
How much would it cost?
Are we at Franny's now?
We are. How much would it cost right now if we wanted to play Pink Floyd's Money, Pizza of My Dreams? Papa John's.
Hopefully less than $27.
All ranch. Three sides of cheese dip.
Yes.
Pepperoni, green pepper, mushroom, onion.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Side of cheesy bread. What's the crust? What's the crust style, though?
Oh, crust style is thin.
Thin? Okay. I like thin, too. Square?
Because they make it so nasty there that sauce runs all over the place.
Pop quiz,
like
dirty
pool.
Boy. All right. Square cut or traditional cut?
Ooh. Now, you know I'm from the Midwest.
There's a correct answer because you're going thin crust here. Do you do a square cut?
You know I'm from the Midwest. I got to go square cut on thin crust pie.
Correct. Correct answer. You did it.
You know this. Dr. Michael Zoman, pizza of your dreams.
I'm going to go non-traditional here with a breakfast-style pizza.
Okay. Great. With an egg on.
With some microwave scrambled eggs
Traditional crust.
Sure.
White gravy down.
Ooh.
Pancakes.
Wow. Damn.
French toast. Scrambled eggs.
Oh, my God.
Bacon. Sausage. Ham. Unpulled pork chunks.
Oh.
Poached eggs. Oh. Cheddar cheese.
This is unprecedented.
Hollandaise sauce.
Salsa fresco. Hollandaise sauce. We're going to grate a couple of frozen glazed donuts on top.
Oh, my God.
And call it a meal.
On a serious note, I'd just like to raise a little awareness once again. When are they going to get a Wawa out in the colony of Melbourne?
I have never been inside of a Wawa before.
Well, you've never ordered a sandwich without speaking to someone then.
At MTO?
No, I absolutely
I made to
have.
Order.
In a place of business?
No, in my home. Which is actually a place where a lot of business.
No, no.
I get a lot of stuff done, so.
But Benjamin, yeah. Somebody else makes the sandwich, but you don't have to speak.
I don't know that. I don't know that at all. I don't know who makes it. It could be a friendly robot that makes it.
You actually could get a hoagie.
Wawa is simply the greatest convenience store chain of all time.
They have burritos? What are the burritos like?
Ask Eric, he likes them.
They're pretty good.
What are your options for the burritos?
Sliced ham, provolone cheese.
Okay, so pretty classic sort of like Tex-Mex take on burrito. Yeah. I respect that.
Yeah, they also have a vegetarian option, which I have
also. So lox, blueberry cream cheese.
Sometimes you're driving from town to town and you stop at a Wawa.
Pickled arbequinas.
You know that you probably can't get to the next town soon enough to order the meat option. So you don't. You
get because it's not going to be ready?
Because you got to go.
I know there's a lot of idiots out there saying Sheetz is better than Wawa. Whoa. You can all take a hike, Jose.
Whoa.
We don't want to foment.
Go back to Western PA.
I want to raise awareness about Wawa being better than Sheetz.
I want to raise awareness, too, but I also need to know what Sheetz is real quick.
It's a Wawa ripoff that's inferior in every way.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, I'm from a different cultural landscape. I'm from the tropical south where the snakes hang from trees and are plentiful.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool. But
snake meat, po' boys.
They don't have Sheetz down there. They have Taco Cabana.
Waffle House.
They have that everywhere, though.
No, not true. Right. Not up here.
They have them
not
up here.
On the West Coast. No, sir.
No way.
No, that's like a Southeast thing.
You just don't know the secret locations of the forbidden Waffle Houses.
You've never been to Taco John's, so.
They actually have those where I'm from now.
It's pretty good.
It's a recent development.
You guys never
get
been
those
to
Mexi
House
fries.
Pizza.
Yeah, potatoes.
It's hash browns.
Potatoes
that are rounder than they are long.
It's amazing.
Chili powder.
It sounds like the most amazing thing I've never eaten.
Have you ever had Taco Dime?
No.
Taco Cabana is better because they have a great salsa bar.
We had El Taco Real. And that was pretty.
Have you ever gone to Cactus in LA? Hollywood?
No, wait, not in Hollywood, man.
We're talking a lot about tacos.
I only stay in Malibu when I'm down
here. Have you ever even been to Hollywood?
No, why would I go to Hollywood?
No, we don't leave
Hollywood. You've never even been to Hollywood?
I have high-powered Hollywood friends, but I don't go see them. Hollywood's nasty.
He makes them come to Malibu.
I used to live in Hollywood.
Well, that's gross. I can't believe that you were able to elevate yourself.
Isn't this funny to you? He's never even been to Hollywood.
Why would I go to Hollywood?
I haven't been to Hollywood either. So.
Go to Santa Barbara and go to, you know, the In-N-Out.
Have you ever been to Santa Barbara?
I drove through it once.
Of course you haven't.
I only stay in Malibu. It's a colony.
Do you guys want to talk about salsa bars real quick before we go?
What do you guys want to see on a salsa bar? I want green. I want mango chutney.
I want the habanero orange one.
Okay.
Mango chutney.
Yeah. What about spicy ranch?
That's okay.
How spicy is it? Like, what are the spices?
Well, you're just kind of throwing a little like adobo and some ranch and blending
it
up.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to see.
Smoke it.
To be perfectly
honest.
Smoke
it?
Yeah.
I want to see an orange habanero.
Sure.
I want to see a salsa verde.
Yep.
I want to see a chipotle.
Yep.
I want to see a spicy red.
Yeah. Yep.
I want to see a fresco.
Yeah.
And I want to see something with roasted peppers and tomatoes in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need a pineapple on there at all?
No,
pineapple
thank
base?
You.
No, thank
Mango
you.
Mango chutney.
No, thank you.
What about mint chutney?
No, thank you.
I'll take a mint chutney.
Oh, nice. What about
tamarindo? What about tamarind?
There might be.
We're getting
there
hot.
Might be tamarindo in this.
Getting hot.
There's this.
You know what?
Southern California.
Cool
there's always this roasted one. It's like got like a lot of char.
Might be like a tomatillo,
it, you know?
Like roasted tomatillo.
It's red. It's tomatoes really. And some kind of pepper like poblano
so it's
or something. Yeah.
Salsa rojo.
It's like medium. It's like medium hot. You know.
You know what I have imported to the colony of Malibu from the East Coast and from the Midwest, for that matter?
Sure.
Jarritos.
Oh, yeah.
I love myself. The grapefruit.
It's good.
The grapefruit Jarritos.
Wasn't that the Jarritos?
That's the slogan.
We saw.
Oh, the little Jarritos man who
says
it's
good. There's
a little
Jarritos luchador skeleton holding
that's
a giant
great.
Jarritos.
Shaped also somehow
that's
like a bottle.
And it said, it's good. That was the slogan. It's good.
That's great.
Here's this. You want a nice drink? Tequila, Jarritos, grapefruit, salt, lime.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm getting mighty thirsty. Maybe we should. Step out onto my my portico.
I hope there will be some Jarritos Palomas waiting for us out there.
Hey, this episode has been the most filling episode I've ever done.
I'm satiated.
I'm gonna hit the gym for 12 to 14 hours tomorrow. But first, we're gonna suck down some Jarritos.
Movie pick of the week, Better Off Dead for the claymation fast food sequence.
I couldn't agree more. Everybody wants some, baby.
Yeah, everybody.
Give me some of that food. Action. We got the black lime dish. Is that still around? Let's get those spaghetti nests out.
We can
Let's
dig in out of the sand. Again. We got some leftovers.
Let's do 12 more courses. We're bananas.
One more round.
One more round.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.